Hey, Fantasy Football Factory listeners, you can find every episode of Fantasy Football Factory on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
This episode is brought to you by Body Armor Zero Sugar. The brand new Zero Sugar sports drink from our friends at Body Armor provides real hydration with no artificial sweeteners, flavors, or dyes. And whether you're looking to stay hydrated or recovering from a long weekend, Body Armor Zero Sugar has got you covered with great tasting flavors like Fruit Punch and Lemon Lime. Available in stores nationwide, head on over to Body Armor Store on Amazon and get yours today. This episode is brought to you by Body Armor Zero Sugar. The brand new Zero Sugar sports drink from our friends at Body Armor provides real hydration with no artificial sweeteners, flavors, or dyes. And whether you're looking to stay hydrated or recovering from a long weekend, Body Armor Zero Sugar has got you covered with great tasting flavors like Fruit Punch and Lemon Lime. Available in stores nationwide, head on over to Body Armor Store on Amazon and get yours today.
All right, what's up, Mincy? Week 12 is here. Season's flying by right now. Flying by. Over two-thirds of the way in. How are you feeling today?
Man, first of all, I just want to say happy. Hope everybody had a good, happy Thanksgiving. You know, you mentioned the season flying by. I mean, the college football regular season ended yesterday. It felt like it just kicked off Labor Day when I went to that LSU-Florida State game in NOLA. It's over. But hope everybody had a happy Thanksgiving. And, you know, fantasy time, I mean, we're getting down to the nitty-gritty. 3 weeks left of most regular seasons. A lot of injuries. And then the big thing today, Stephen, a lot of weather. You know, it could be kind of an ugly day of football, Ed.
Yeah. I know Tampa, Cleveland. I saw some high winds in other places. What are you seeing? I checked this last night when
I saw 20-mile-an-hour winds in Nashville for Bengals, Titans. Probably not raining. Could be raining in Broncos, Carolina, which is already going to be ugly, even if it was the most beautiful day in the world. It's not raining in New York right now, but the Jets could be catching rain. It's supposed to be raining in Washington for that Falcons game. I think the Falcons, Mariota could really struggle throwing in the rain. But, yeah, those are some of the ones I'm seeing that look pretty bad. So you got to keep an eye on that, and we'll be looking at that when we get into our props.
Special shout out to the haters. James Hagan, I got four words for you. Thanks for tuning in.
Oh, man.
Appreciate everybody that tunes in. Shout out to Reganator. A reminder to everybody, like the stream. Always very important for us. And also shout out Lamar. Love the positive vibes. The Lamar lay always one of my favorite bets to do. Minty, how's your card looking today?
Man, my card's looking like a very boring card that people don't like because it's got a lot of unders on it. You know, it's Barstool's a life's too short to bet the under thing, and I get all that. But when I see crappy weather like I do today, there's a lot of people to fade. Before we get into that, do we have any sponsors we need to thank?
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Summer is all about the freedom to have fun. Forget a vacation and take a tequila-cation with new Truly Tequila Soda. This refreshing blend of real fruit juice from concentrate, sparkling water, and premium tequila blanco is the drink of the summer. Try all four refreshing flavors, all with 5% ABV and just 100 calories. Truly Tequila Soda. Keep it light. Hard seltzer beverage company, Boston, Massachusetts. Please drink responsibly.
But yeah, Mincy, what's your unders card looking like today due to the weather?
Okay, well, the one over I like is DJ Moore over 45.5 yards. Sam Darnold is starting in that Carolina-Denver game. And as bad as Darnold was last year, DJ Moore and him had a good connection. And we saw DJ Moore kind of struggle some this year because he never really got on that same page with Baker or PJ. But DJ Moore had three straight 1,000-yard years before last year, and his over-under at 45.5 feels like a steal. So that's the one over I like. I like Marcus Mariota under – I know 157.5 is low, but, man, Mariota in the rain – no Kyle Pitts. Their passing game is going to really struggle. I like Joe Burrow's over-under extremely high, 272.5. It should be high. He threw for over 400 yards last week in Pittsburgh. However, 20-mile-an-hour winds. Tennessee has a good defense, and Jamar Chase, they thought was going to come back today. He's out. So I think that game is going to be kind of a grind game. I like his under. So those are a few of the ones I started out with. Tom Brady, 260.5 feels high. Cleveland could have some weather. The Cleveland's pass defense kind of sucks. So I was going to kind of – that one I'm on the fringe on.
Yeah, the weather thing, that one is the one that I was looking at last night that has the highest chance of rain. It looks like it's going to be raining for most of the game, stops sometime around the third quarter, and then wins. They are going to try to establish the run and run the football. I do think that the receiving core is healthy and really good. So obviously with Mike Evans, Chris Godwin, Julio, Kate Otten emerging at tight end with Cam Braid. So I think that they are pretty loaded in the passing game. I think they're going to get yards. I personally wouldn't play.
Okay.
DJ Moore, I looked into last night. My concern is Patrick Surtain Jr. is probably going to be on him. What is it? 46 and a half, 45 and a half?
45 and a half. It's low.
Yeah. So I don't hate that, especially with Darnold. He's getting consistently like 10 ish targets a game last year. My card today, I put it out a little while ago on the big brain parlay. Is up, and I liked a lot of rookie running backs. So Isaiah Pacheco is the guy that I really like today. The Chiefs, I don't know if they're going to cover this spread. They're 15-point favorites against the Rams. Bryce Perkins starting at quarterback. I think they're going to try and kill the clock. So Isaiah Pacheco averaging 94.5 rushing yards this past 2 weeks. I think they're going to feed him, maybe not necessarily early, so this could be underpacing at halftime, but I think he's going to finish with over the 65.5 the line's at. I also really like it. I'm seeing some questions for it. Rashad White. I mean, Leonard Fournette out. Rashad White's going to be the guy, and they're going to look to establish the run. The backup is Keyshawn Vaughn, who I expect to get a few carries, probably about half a dozen, maybe up to 10 if things are really bad weather-wise. But I think Rashad White is a really, really good runner, and I like him. And that Cleveland's run D is ranked 26th. And then like Kenneth Walker to bounce back against the Raiders. The Raiders are not a good run defense. I think they're giving up like 156 a game the past 3 weeks. Then I like the under in Carolina, Denver, but adjusted, I upped it to 46.5, which is very high considering these two teams' offensive outputs this year. Rolled up, that's at plus 688. I got the link in my Twitter if you guys would like to ride with me. All right, let's get into a bunch of these questions because
we have you want to hit actives and actives? Yet.
Oh, yes.
There's a bunch of interesting ones. Obviously, Joe Mixon and Ja'Marr Chase are both out for Cincy today. They thought Chase was going to come back. He isn't. One interesting one, Gus Edwards looks like he's going to play. What do you see in there? I saw he's questionable, but he's listed on the props.
He's officially active.
Okay.
So officially active, Gus Edwards, DeMarcus Robinson, Devin Duvernay, Logan Thomas, officially inactive, Justin Fields, Ja'Marr Chase, Raheem Mostert, officially inactive, and James Robinson, also officially inactive. I think this is huge for Michael Carter Jr. I am not in New Jersey at the moment, but his props were looking very interesting yesterday. I think it was like, let me check what it was. I think it was like
I got it right here.
46.5 rushing and maybe like total is like 65.5. I think that was right around what
it was. His rushing yards in right now, the only thing he's got is longest rush. They yanked his rushing, his props off.
Okay, so they're going to up those, which is what's happening. I was looking at those last night because with Mike White at quarterback when Michael Carter was the guy, he was, over 85 total yards every game that they played together. So I would really like that line once that gets adjusted and comes out, assuming it's, 80 or under. But that is one that I really like. There was one game where I had to get like 7 catches or something like that. So with obviously Breece Hall being hurt and now James Robinson being inactive, I think that moves him up to low-end RB1, high-end RB2 status for the fantasy day.
Yeah, I think another guy to keep your eye on too is Samaje Perine, who had the 3 receiving touchdowns last week. He's going to be the guy for Cincy today against Tennessee, and he's also good out of the backfield. So he's a guy that I think could benefit from the Mixon injury.
Yeah, we actually got some questions about him. Our guy, shout out Spice Rack. There we go. Pick 2, Samaje Perine, Curtis Samuel, or your guy DJ Moore?
I'm going to go definitely Perine. Like I said, yep. I think Perine's probably a top 10 running back today just because he's going to have all the bell cow stuff. I'm going to go Perine and DJ Moore. I know Samuel's been pretty good, but I'm playing the hunch for Moore with Darnold because I think they had a good chemistry last year.
Yeah, similar note. Full point PPR, pick 2. I think this one we're going to be in lockstep on.
Oh, Perine, yeah.
Rashad White, Latavius Murray. I know Melvin Gordon got cut. That offense is an absolute dumpster fire. Carolina's been playing a little bit better recently, but like,
of these three, he's clearly, I think, the number three, especially in PPR where Perine and White kind of excel.
I actually like Carolina in that game. I know Carolina's been getting bagged on, and rightfully so, but they beat all three of the NFC South teams at home. They're kind of winning home games, so I think they're going to beat Denver.
Here's a question from our guy Lamar. Brandon Ayuk or Josh Palmer? Tough to bench Josh Palmer after last week. I don't know. I mean, I think it's tough to bench Brandon Ayuk. 5 touchdowns in his last 5 games. Is this a guy you can really sit?
This is a tough one because Palmer, Mike Williams is out again today. And when Mike Williams is out, Palmer's been putting up some really good stat lines, taking advantage of Keenan Allen and Williams' injuries. Keenan Allen's going today. He's over under 70.5. Palmer's playing indoors, high over under in Arizona. I mean, I know Ayuk's had a good year. The problem with Ayuk is you've got Ayuk, Debo, Juwan Jennings, Kittle, and a lot of mouths. There's a lot of cooks in the kitchen. So I'm going to go with Palmer here.
Very similar vein from Jake G. Needs us today. Pick one, flex, 4-point PPR, Rashad White, Josh Palmer, Christian Watson. So did you see the report about Aaron Rodgers and his broken thumb?
I heard rumblings about it. How would they say?
So he's had a broken thumb for like the past, I think it was like 6 or 7 weeks. Don't know necessarily why this is coming out. It potentially lays the groundwork for them to sit him the final couple games and play Jordan Love.
Oh, Jesus.
Which might be smart considering where they are.
And you could get Love, either find out what you got or up
exactly.
His
value. Exactly. I mean, this is year 3 with him. So you got to figure it out pretty soon. They got to figure out if they're going to pick up this 5th-year option. I think, honestly, I like Rashad White a lot today. I'm not just saying that as a Bucs fan. I mean, I obviously watch him very closely. With Leonard Fournette out, you know, the Bucs running game hasn't been very good this year, but from a fantasy perspective, they've been not bad at all, especially if it's a full share, which he is going to be getting today. So I like Rashad White a lot against that 26th ranked Browns run defense.
Okay.
The Christian Watson he's been very hot in the last 2 weeks, and I totally understand it there, but going against the Eagles, Darius Slay, no thanks.
Yeah. The thing with Watson, I've got him starting to mind. As good as he's been the last week, he's had 2 weeks. He's had 5 touchdowns, but he's only had 8 catches total, and 5 of them have been touchdowns.
Yeah.
Look, I like Watson. I think he's a big play threat. That's all that. But I feel like some regression, you know, that's kind of
a spot for regression.
Yeah, exactly.
From John Post, Christian Kirk or Miles Sanders, 0.5-point PPR at the flex.
I'm going Miles Sanders because I think Green Bay's run defense is weak. I think the Eagles are going to run it down their throat. Green Bay's got, you know, Rashawn Gary's out for the year. Yep. They got a bunch of injuries. I think the Eagles kind of survived one last week in Indy, kind of thinking they might come out, you know, fired up. You could see a good performance after how they played Monday night 2 weeks ago. This could be a night where they kind of come out ready. I think they're going to run the ball. So I'm going
I like that. From Aaron Elder, Jerick McKinnon, Brian Robinson, or James Robinson. Robinson's going to be out, so it's between these two. Brian Robinson, who's kind of in a timeshare now with Antonio Gibson after it seemed like he was going to be the full-fledged starter coming into the season once he, you know, rehabilitated from the gunshot wounds. Jerick McKinnon has been doing well snap count-wise. Fantasy points-wise, not great. But these are a battle between two rotational guys, probably at an RB2 or a flex. Who do you like here, Mincy?
I'm leaning Robinson because I think they're going to grind it out in the rain. I think it's going to be bad weather. Atlanta's run defense isn't very good.
It's also like, I think it's a 15-year anniversary of Sean Taylor's death, and it's a home game for them. So I think Washington comes out kind of on fire today.
Yeah, Atlanta's not great against the run either.
Yeah. Mincy from Bustin Diamond, your guy Treylon Burks or the People's Champ, Donovan Peoples Jones?
Man, this one's close, but I'm leaning Burks. Had 7 for 111 last week, really broke out. You know, played a great game against Green Bay. I think you got to kind of gamble and go with him again, even though the matchup against Cincy does have a pretty good pass defense. But I think I'm leaning to Burks off that. I think Donovan Peoples Jones is, I think he's a good guy to hold with Deshaun Watson coming back, though.
Yeah. All right. Flex spot. Pick one. Michael Carter Jr., Treylon Burks, or Samaje Perine? Standard. So no PPR. I think we can go ahead and eliminate Burks here.
Oh, we definitely can. But both Carter and Perine, both options are good.
Yeah.
Tough one.
I kind of lean Carter just because he's going against the Bears and he's got Mike White. I don't think the Bears are going to be nearly as good without Justino in the lineup. They got Trevor Siemian starting, which is not inspiring at all. I do expect them to run the ball a lot, but the Jets have a very good defense. So I think Michael Carter is going to be the my recommendation here.
Okay.
Titans have a very good run defense.
Yeah, so. They do. No, the Piran thing, a lot of his value, and Carter's too, is catching the ball. But
ooh, what a transition from Nick Rafferty, PPR League, Samaje Perine, or Christian Watson.
I think I'm going Perine here. I mean, I do like Watson. He's been great the last couple of weeks. But I think Perine, I mean, he catches a lot of checkdowns. I just feel like the thing is like Watson, Perine's going to touch the football a lot more is basically my point, is my long and short of it.
Yeah. This is an interesting one. Najee Harris, who's playing on Monday Night Football against the Colts, or Isaiah Pacheco?
I'm going to let you take this one because this one is tough because Pacheco's got a way better matchup. Najee, he has looked a little better the last couple weeks.
Yeah, he has.
Indy's got a pretty good defense, though.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go with our guy Isaiah Pacheco because we also got another question from A-Ride11. Pacheco's a big-time keep, so full transparency, I actually dropped Pacheco a couple weeks ago after he had like a 5-carry, 5-yard day or something like that. And ever since then, he's been on fire. Obviously, no credit to me, but he's been a guy that they've kind of been holding back. And in games that they have had well in hand this year, they do look to kind of run the ball. And Jerick McKinnon, who I like, is not that type of guy. Clyde Edwards-Helaire hasn't been very good, certainly not living up to his draft status since he got to KC. Isaiah Pacheco, 7th-round rookie. He's got all the tools. He's got the speed. He's averaging 92.5 yards, or maybe 94.5 yards the past 2 weeks. I think that in a 15-point, in a game where the Chiefs are favored by 15, I think he's going to be a good option.
Look, here's the thing about Pacheco, too. You always talk about the Jags, the just the guys. You watch Pacheco, that dude's got burst. He runs a 4.37. You watch him play, you can see his burst. It like pops off the screen at you when you watch it. Yeah. And that's got to be worth something, in my opinion.
We got a gambling one from a guy, Wyatt Lucia. Jeff Wilson, Rashad White, TD Parlett, +175, also been a straight. Cleveland and Houston have allowed 26 combined touchdowns, 13 each. I assume he means on the ground here. Fournette out, Mostert is officially out now. What do you guys think? I like this a lot. I do think as far as like, and Mincy, I know you're aligned with this. We've talked about this. Betting touchdowns, the value is a little bit depleted.
It's not just like
Jeff Wilson touchdown, like him straight is like -265 or something.
Here's my thing with it. And it's not a Barstool sportsbook problem.
It's everywhere.
No, all the sportsbooks are doing it. I personally think I'd rather bet yardage stuff than touchdowns right now because I think the juice is too high on touchdowns. And like I said, I'm not saying our sportsbook's doing anything different than any other ones. Like I wish you could bet no touchdown with how high the juice is, you know?
Yeah, you used to be able to do that. But we are people want to bet their touchdown parlays, and I understand that's one of the funnest bets you can do.
It's fun, but I prefer the yardage because I just think it's less fluky.
Yeah, from our guy, Dereganator, best fantasy show in the freaking game. Full point PPR, need a flex, Michael Carter, Alan Lazard, Deontay Foreman, George Pickens, or Isaiah Pacheco.
Carter. I'm going Carter here for sure. A lot of good options.
Yeah, I think he's the safest one just because, you know, in KC, there is Jerick McKinnon, and he is there, and he'll get some snaps. And maybe the game's not a blowout, and it turns out who knows what they have with Bryce Perkins. I know that, you know, we saw a little bit of him last week, but Deontay Foreman going against Denver, I don't love. Not a good matchup. George Pickens on Monday night. But, yeah, in full point PPR, Michael Carter Jr. could catch more balls than him today, and it wouldn't be crazy shocking. So, yeah, I'm going to be aligned with Mincy here. I'm going to go Michael Carter Jr. From Shark Talk, Samaje Perine, Travis Etienne, Scorderell, Latavius Murray, Antonio Gibson, Curtis Samuel, rank them. I think you got to go Etienne 1. Like, he's been on fire.
Yeah, Etienne 1, Perine 2. Then it falls off like really, really hard.
I would say ETN, I can get aligned with Perine with mixing out. I would put Antonio Gibson 3rd.
Okay.
Corderell 4th.
And Murray 5th.
I would go Curtis Samuel over Latavius Murray.
Yeah, I would too. I don't like Murray at all either.
One of the most uninspiring fantasy starts possible. I mean, maybe he scores, but like that offense needs to string together a drive. He's not breaking off an 80-yard touchdown. Like that's not happening. So the offense needs to get down there. Russell Wilson has just been god awful this year. We got a quarterback question from Andrew Barrera. Jimmy G, Brady, or someone off waivers with Fields hurt?
This is a good one.
So Jimmy G going against your Saints. We're getting a lot of guys back healthy today.
Yeah, Saints are getting guys back, but I don't know. I just feel like my instincts think that the win over the Rams was kind of like the win over the Raiders 3 weeks ago, that it's like a fool's goal win against a dead team. Mm-hmm. And so I'm not – my hopes aren't too high in San Fran today. We'll just put it that way.
Okay. So who do you like between these two?
What do you think of Brady and the weather? Brady's over under is 260 and a half. It's hard to bench that. Cleveland's played a lot of overs this year, but the weather's bad. Man, the Niners have so – Jimmy G's off a 4-touchdown game. They got so many weapons right now.
Yeah.
I'm just seeing how much you trust Brady is my question.
I do trust Brady. They are getting – it seems like they're back on the right track. So I am hopeful today that the Bucs will get a W. But, yeah, what are his yards? With the weather is such a factor. I think they're going to try and establish the run for sure. I wouldn't be surprised to see Rashad White get, you know, 22-ish carries. But
I'm going to say Jimmy G, man, even though I hate it. Saints defense hasn't been that good this year, man.
Yeah. Ooh, we got a tight end question. Tight end question. Foster Moreau, Taysom Hill, or Hayden Hurst? Well, I tried to tell people to get back in the Taysom Hill game last week. That was the game.
No, well, the thing is that I think the Saints actually realized Hill got a ton of snaps at quarterback, and I think that that's going to continue. I think just because everybody knows that Dalton isn't taking you anywhere. So yeah. I think I'd go Hill. Because I think the Saints are going to be looking to get him 10 or 15 snaps a quarterback a game now.
Finally, yeah, that's what you
said. That should happen.
Yeah. Where was this question from our guy? Our guy Motive. I drafted Kyle Pitts. Need some tight end help. Juwan Johnson, Foster Moreau, or Gerald Everett PPR. Gerald Everett coming off an injury, so that is a concern.
Juwan Johnson has been sneaky, really good the last few weeks. It seems like Andy Dalton's got a good chemistry with him. He was a wide receiver. He was actually he played at Penn State and Oregon in college and played receiver and converted to tight end. So he's actually kind of like a wide receiver, like big receiver that plays tight end.
Yep.
And I like Juwan Johnson. Dalton likes him. So I would go with him here. They've got a good chemistry. I believe he scored 3 weeks in a row. Is something like that?
Yes, he has.
So I'm riding that.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, let's get back into these. We're getting a dynasty question from Connor Ziegler. Do I start Brandon Cooks or DeMarcus Robinson, or do I bring up Josh Palmer from the taxi?
I don't know what the taxi is, but I'm bringing Palmer up. I can damn sure tell you that.
Okay.
He's hot right now. I know Robinson had a pretty good game last week. Robinson's kind of stepped into the void with a lot of Bateman going down. That Ravens receiving core is like looking a little dusty. Yep. Man, Palmer's hot. Herbert's playing better. I mean, Palmer's had a few good games in a row. Keenan Allen's back on the other side. I mean, he's playing in Arizona today. I think that's a good matchup. I'm rolling with him.
Yeah, taxi is essentially like the practice squad for Dynasty League. So, yeah, I would agree with that. Bring up Josh Palmer. From Iteration, do we go T. Higgins or Alan Lazard today?
T. Higgins for sure with no Jamar Chase. Higgins had a big game, almost 150 yards last week in Pittsburgh. Yep. Yeah, big game last week. You got to ride it. Lazard seems like a touchdown or bust guy. His yardage sucks. He never gets any yards.
Let's piggyback on that one with Alpo19. Clearly a Chiefs fan. Does he go Ayuk, Alan Lazard, or Tyler Boyd?
between Ayuk, I'm crossing Lazard off and going Ayuk or Boyd. Who do you like out of these two?
I like Joe Burrow today a lot more than you do. I just think the Titans, I don't care what the weather is. I know that the Titans have a very, very good run defense. The Bengals are also without their running back one and Joe Mixon. Samaje Perine, not the type of between the tackles runner that Mixon is. So I like Boyd today.
Okay.
Who else do we got?
I got one for you that's mine. David Montgomery at the Jets, Cordarrelle at Washington, or Kenyon Drake at Jacksonville, but Gus Edwards is back, so I'm thinking not that.
Sorry, say it again.
David Montgomery or Cordarrelle Patterson. I think Montgomery.
Montgomery, right? Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, especially because Herbert's out. All right.
Yeah. Logan Nicely, flex for PPR, Jeff Wilson or Christian Kirk?
I'm going Wilson, no Mostert. Wilson's the guy. They're going to score points.
32nd ranked run defense, Houston Texans.
Yeah, yeah, I'm going Wilson. God, Houston's horrible. You see they're trotting out Kyle Allen today?
Yeah. From Jumpy Sauce, speaking of Jess Wilson, do you play him over Aaron Jones today?
I do.
I do as well.
I just do. You can't have a better situation than Miami's high-scoring offense against that bad Houston run D.
Is Julio going to show up? So a lot of people are bagging on me about this, my lock of the year. So I accounted for him missing 6 games. So if Julio Jones is healthy, which apparently he is, and he plays the rest of the year, I expect him to hit this bet. It's going to be very close, but I would expect him to hit it. If he is healthy, doesn't miss any time, doesn't have any nagging injuries that slow him down. If he plays the rest of the season, I expect Julio Jones to cash the over 550.5 prop bet. Stay tuned. He is not close to it right now. I think he's just under 200 yards. But if he averages, I think it's like, I want to say it's like a little under 60 yards a game the rest of the way. And I think they're going to feed on the ball if it's close because he does that incentive. So we'll see. This will be the ultimate comeback story. Hopefully Julio shows up today and every week the rest of the year.
He had a 53-yard touchdown 2 weeks ago.
Yes. I think he had 53 yards in the game. I think it was like a 30-yard touchdown.
Okay, whatever. He had a long touchdown.
Speaking of Julio, do we go with him or DeMarcus Robinson today?
I'm going DeMarcus Robinson. He got a ton of targets in that last Ravens game.
Yeah. I mean, Ravens got a lot of guys back. Devin Duvernay's back.
Okay.
Mark Andrews is back to help. I mean, he played last week. But
well, what do you think then? I'll let you go. Would you go Julio over him?
I can't. I got cut bait on Julio at some point. I do think he's going to be nice, but I think he could have a good game. People forget the Browns actually drafted him and then traded him to the Falcons. So I would go with DeMarcus Robinson. Pains me. Julio could score today. Here's the tip. He very much prefers grass to indoor, and obviously find a grass field today in Cleveland. For a guy, Shark Talk, tight ends again. David Njoku, Taysom Hill, or Juwan Johnson?
I think I'm going Njoku. Njoku, man, I know he's coming back from injury, but he's had a good year when he's played.
Okay. A lot of people hating Julio's terrible.
He's just old.
just wait. From our guy, Nathan Edgar, pick 3 of 4, half point PPR, George Pickens, Curtis Samuel, DJ Moore, Hollywood Brown, who's back. Thanks, fellas. 10X Scorpion, or do I turn to the wheel? We can get you covered on this one. So pick 3 of 4. So basically pick one guy to bench in this group. Pickens, Samuel, DJ Moore, Hollywood. I think you got to start Hollywood.
Yeah, I think I'm going to bench. Yeah, I'm leaning to bench and Pickens here. I mean, not Pickens. I'm sorry, Samuel.
That was, yeah.
I like Pickens, not Pickens, because he's got a good chemistry with Kenny Pickett. That game's on turf, too. Like, the weather's supposed to be bad in Washington.
Yeah. Here's an interesting one from Ben Campos. Scary Terry McLaurin or Jalen Waddle?
God, they're both looking good, but I don't see how. I don't like if Tua's playing. I like Waddle a lot.
Yeah,
Waddle's
Tua's
played, Waddle's like gone over his total. I think.
Yeah, I don't think you can ever bench Waddle if Tua's playing. I do really like Terry, especially today. I think his over under was 66.5 receiving yards, and I took that individually. So I like Terry McLaurin today. I think he will have a big game, but we're talking, you know. Let's peel a layer back. We are going Taylor Heineke versus Tua. You're going Tua.
Yeah, like I said, a lot of talk about the weather, but Washington's is going to be raining too.
Yep. We got a couple more. Not forgetting out of here. Chuck Wagon. Need to half point PPR. Cortland Sutton, Juju, who's back today, or Christian Kirk? I think you got to bench Sutton. You can't get a Russell Wilson guy in here. It's just he's dependent on Russell Wilson getting him the ball. Russell Wilson, extremely frustrating player. Shake and bake. Chris Godwin or Jeff Wilson Jr.? As a huge Bucs guy, I'm going to do you a favor and tell you to go Jeff Wilson Jr. I think Chris Godwin is on the way back, and I think he is fully healthy finally, and he looks good out there. That being said, Jeff Wilson is the top dog, and he's playing the 32nd ranked run defense. You got to go Jeff Wilson Jr. today. If you don't play Jeff Wilson today, you shouldn't have him on your team at all because this is the ideal matchup. Let's see.
Are you looking for relief, relaxation, or to party on the motherfucking moon? Then check out 3Chi's new True Strains lineup of cannabis vapes and gummies tailored for specific effects. And the best part? It's delivered straight to your door. Visit 3Chi.com. That's 3CHI.com. And for a limited time, get 20% off with the code BARSTOOL20.
From Matt Sean, Miles Sanders or Antonio Gibson, half point PPR?
I said it earlier. I'm saying it again. I think Sanders is going to have a good game tonight. I really do.
Yep.
I know that he's erratic some, but I just think Green Bay's run defense is bad and Philly's going to come out and run the ball tonight. So, whatever that's worth. Gibson does get the Gibson, Brian Robinson, Tom share is interesting, though.
Yeah. I'm going to address another hater real quick as we close the show. Michael Downing, you better get the views up. This is going to be one of the shows to get cut. Joke's on you. This show already did get cut. I am producing this myself in my own time.
We've actually, I saw the view count maybe a little lower today, but man, we've gotten 20,000 plus every single week on this one.
Yeah, it's about aggregated stuff. So if this guy's looking at it on Facebook, it's also on Twitter, it's also on YouTube, it's all live.
Yeah, but I mean, we've been getting the numbers
combined in several different areas.
No, I mean, I actually been looking at that because we get more than Pick Central does on this thing.
That's good, especially on a Sunday morning.
Yeah, that was kind of the idea. We had the idea of doing this year, and I mean, it feels like, you know, we keep getting the numbers we're getting, we'll keep doing this next year too, I hope.
Thank you, SoCal Dude 949. We'll end with one more. Oh yeah. Shout out to the haters. Thank you, Jumpy Sauce. All right. Last one from our guy, Spice Rack. Gus Edwards or Jerick McKinnon, full point PPR flex. That does make a difference with McKinnon, but I don't know if you can bench him or Gus Edwards. I think both of these guys are rotational guys. So I think the way the game leans today, which is Baltimore favored by a bit over Jacksonville, that is an Edwards-leaning game. I think a close game would favor McKinnon a little bit more, but they're 15-point favorites. I think this is going to be an Isaiah Pacheco show down the end. They don't really run McKinnon that often. He's more of a dump-off guy. He does participate a lot in the red zone, but I would go Gus Edwards here.
I also just think they may try to get Edwards. They're going to get him involved, bringing him back off the injury. You know what I mean? I feel like they're going to go to him today.
Yeah. Also, let's close out on this.
All right. Okay, good.
Better leftovers, turkey and stuffing or ham and mashed potatoes?
I'm a ham guy. I know that's gonna be a little controversial, but just I really like honey hams more than I like turkeys. So I'll say ham and mashed potatoes.
Very, very controversial take from Mincy. All right, thank you guys for rolling with us another week. Best of luck in all your bets, your fantasy matchups, week 12. Let's all meet up in the winner's circle on Tuesday.
Yeah, happy day. Everybody had a happy Thanksgiving too.
Yes, happy Thanksgiving. We'll see you guys later. Thanks for watching. Yeah.